This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Dr. Martin Haskell is the self-proclaimed poster child of partial birth abortion. News came Friday that his fight against his state's order that he close up his abortion business is failing. Haskell has one chance to forestall the closure in an appeal to yet another appeals court. The case is part of Ohio's enforcement of legislation, which simply stated says that if you want to perform abortion or surgery of any kind away from a hospital, you must have admitting privileges at a hospital for patient emergencies. A Massachusetts doctor who failed to report the sexual abuse of his employee, another doctor, may lose his medical license. Dr. Vito Cordone may have been one of many doctors and medical staff members who, for as long as 20 years, ignored the illegal behavior and harm caused by former Dr. Ian Hardy, abortionist and infertility specialist. Hardy lost his license to practice medicine in January. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Social science fiction film The Giver opened over the weekend to favorable reviews from those who say that the pro-life elements of the book carry over into the movie. Challenging how societies deal with unwanted or weak humans, the movie stars Jeff Bridges, Meryl Streep, and Brenton Thwaites. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.